these are our Supreme Court justices. There's nine of them. And of the nine there, recently they had, in their last session, which was on, you probably can't see that, June 27th, they heard the case brought to them from California, who had banned violent video games from children. And on June 27th, 2011, our nine Supreme Court justices heard that case and decided 7-2 that there's no harm to our children for watching these graphically or playing these graphically violent video games. Now, this has to do with my series that I'll be talking about in the coming weeks that is very exciting and you'll appreciate. I want you parents to listen to me, and you grandparents who sometimes may be indulgent, I want you to listen to me. The Supreme Court said this. The justice who was the author of the assent said, unlike depictions of sexual conduct, Scalia said there is no tradition in the United States of restricting children's access to depictions of violence, pointing out the violence in an ordinary depiction of many popular children's fairy tales like Hansel and Gretel, Cinderella, and Snow White. Hansel and Gretel killed their captor by baking her in an oven. Cinderella's evil stepsisters had their eyes plucked out by doves. And the evil queen in Snow White is forced to wear hot red slippers and dance until she died, Scalia said. By the way, since I was an Adventist, I was raised on these grim children fairy tales, and I didn't even know that about Hansel and Gretel. I guess when it got down to that end, I didn't pay much attention. I want you to know that that's what these intelligent men and women who have such a high education, they decided this for you. That your child can walk into a store and buy one of these games and it's okay. But just a couple days ago in NPR, there happened to be a snippet on this. And I clipped it out because I wanted you to hear this. There is a social psychologist named Brad Bushman from Ohio State University that has done research on this. And by the way, folks, you need to hear this. When they do research on the effect of violence, video games on children, they use college students. Okay? But Brad Bushman discovered that the college students, when they set up a situation where they saw violent pictures, graphically violent pictures, that those who played these violent games had no reaction whatsoever. But those who didn't reacted very negatively towards these depictions. Are you listening to me? Are you hearing me? The Bible says, whatsoever is good, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is honest, whatsoever is a good report, whatsoever is moral, think on these things, folks. Our U.S. Supreme Court justices said, no, no, no. So Brad Bushman discovered what really bothered him, not that it's going to for sure happen that your child plays violent video games, they're going to go out and be a serial killer. No, no, no. What bothered him was their desensitization to violence. And that this, he felt, is negative. Well, there was another psychologist, Chris Ferguson from Texas A&M International University, who disagreed with Brad Bushman, did the same kind of studies, but arrived at different conclusions. But what bothered him was the fact that when he did his studies, he saw how do they treat their children, their mother, their father, their siblings. And he became very concerned about it. So though they have arrived at different conclusions, here's the bottom line. Here's what it says at the end of the NPR morning edition. So the dueling scientific studies aren't really at odds with one another. They just make different assumptions, which may be why Bushman and Ferguson agree on one thing. Guess what these two social psychologists agree on? I hope you said it. I wish I had ears that could hear anymore. They banned their own kids from playing violent video games. Okay? You have a choice to make. And when intelligent people like this make a decision, you got to determine whether it's biblical or not. And then you've got to deal with your children according to the standard of the Bible. Folks, there is a battle for your soul going on. And when I do my introductory sermon today to show you how deep this is, you'll want to make sure that you come for the following sermons as we prepare for the battle for our very souls. Would you bow your heads with me as we pray? Father in heaven, I want to thank you that you have given us the wisdom we need to endure the storm that has already broken onto the scene of action here on earth, in which the vast majority have no clue and ridicule those with strong, firm stands of the Bible. And I pray you give me your Holy Spirit that I can convey in a clear way the message you want me to, Lord. You want our church informed, and you want our parents informed, and you want us to help others out there in the community to be informed too, because they are not getting the truth. So pour out your Spirit upon me. Use me, Lord, and bless to this end. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to focus on this text for a moment. This is from Great Controversy 519. Satan well knows that all whom he can lead to neglect what? Prayer and searching of Scripture will be overcome by his attacks. Now look at the next sentence. Therefore, he, Satan, invents every possible device to engross the mind. Therefore, he invents every possible device to engross the mind. Great Controversy 519. What are some or the major components of his devices to engross our mind? The battle for your soul, part one, the plantings of the garden. I invite you to take your Bibles, if you would, and turn with me to Genesis, the third chapter. Genesis, the third chapter, where Yadira read for us today our scripture reading. Thank you, Yadira. By the way, that reminds me, Yadira's going on the trip, the youth trip. In case some of you weren't in the sanctuary when the youth trip announcement was made, or you didn't quite understand it, we're helping the youth trip as they leave tomorrow to have the final funds they need in order to take this mission trip. They're going to go to be trained for working in the community, how to work in the community. Every day they go out and they practice. And so if you didn't notice that we're helping defray the costs, when I'm at the door shaking hands, I have a pocket here that receives little secret things that will go for the youth trip. If you didn't understand earlier when the offering was taken, that we're taking a special offering for the youth. And whatever's put in here goes to the youth trip. But I have discovered that some people really like this pocket for some reason. So I'll be at the door, and you'll have another chance just in case you missed it. Are you ready? Listen what Satan said to the woman. He said, "You shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eye, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Now I want to look at this very carefully to show you the elements as we get to the plantings of the garden. What exactly did Satan plant here that is affecting you and I and Christianity around the world today? Now, first of all, please notice something. And I love this depiction here because it fits perfectly with the situation. First of all, Eve should have never left the side of her husband. Please note that. If you wonder what to do with your curiosity when you hear things about something taking place that you know, you learned, or something inside of you is saying, I want you to know that she was deceived because she separated, number one. Number two, she got in a discussion. She communicated. She should have never talked to the devil. She should have never talked to the devil. But she did. And that set the stage. And now look at what she heard. Here's the plantings of the garden. Number three, God lied to you. And by the way, He deceived you. And by the way, God is withholding valuable information from you. And by the way, if you disobey, it will bring good. And by the way, there are more other things beyond God's Word. Now see, if you're like me, you're sitting there going, I know God doesn't lie. I know God that doesn't deceive. There's a warning here, folks. You cannot parlay with the enemy. Do you understand that? This is how we got here because I'm going to show you something. Something that we need to look hard and fast at. He literally said, God lied, and then He said He deceived you. He said, because He does know that in the day you eat thereof, you shall be as gods. God is withholding from you. There's something more, and He's not giving you all. See, He wants to keep you in the dark or ignorant, or, you know, He wants to hold it for Himself. And if you disobey, it will bring good. And finally, it implies there's more beyond the Word of God. Do you hear me what I said there? Eve was not ignorant. Eve was not rebellious. Eve was not happy. And get the last one. Eve was not sinful. And yet, the enemy did what? Deceived her. Who here is not ignorant? And by the way, if I say raise your hand, I want you to know that I am not raising my hand. I am ignorant. Do you know in the Old Testament sanctuary service there was an offering of ignorance? Who here is not rebellious? Didn't David say, I was born in sin and in iniquity I was conceived? Who here is not rebellious? Who here is not unhappy? Even if it's at times, I know some of you, I go, Lord, how come they're happy all the time? I love those kind of people. And who here is not sinful? Who are we to parlay with the enemy? I want you to know there is an incredible conspiracy going on, and I will be showing it to you in the following Sabbath coming. You need to hear this and see this for your own self. In fact, I'll tell you right now, tonight, the video that I'm showing at 6 o'clock, and when we have Vespers at 6, it ends at 7. I have a video in which I'm showing you what they're doing to the Bible. Thank you, Bill and Carol. Karen, thank you. I'm showing that tonight. That's going to be one of my sermons down the road, but I'm going to show it to you graphically tonight, because when I preach it, it'll reinforce there's a conspiracy going on. We are not equipped to parlay with the enemy. And if you're failing to pray and search your scripture, you're done for. Part one, the plantings of the garden. I want you to take at this time, in your bulletin, you have an insert. Right? Get your insert out. I hope you got an insert. The plantings of the garden, folks. Look at your insert. You shall not surely die. What evil plant did Satan put in the garden? What do we call that? You shall not surely die. What do we call your eyes shall be open? I'm going to fill in the blanks for you right now. Are you ready? You shall not surely die. What is it? Spiritualism. How many of you feel confident that you can define spiritualism right now for me? Okay? I want you to know I feel the same way, if you feel like you can't really do it. That's one of the topics we're going to discuss in the coming week. Because in the garden, he planted a thing called spiritualism. Yes, you were right, he lied. But the point is, he lied about this called spiritualism. And we are going to discover that Ellen White clearly states in The Great Controversy, this is the masterpiece of his deception. Number two, then your eyes shall be open. What would you put in that blank that's there? Eastern religion. Do you know what Eastern religion means? Do you understand that Eastern religion is sneaking in to the churches wholesale, including the Seventh-day Adventist Church? Your eyes will be open. We will see when we get to the sermon, is Eastern religion. Now, what is you shall be as gods? New Age. Do you know what New Age is? And truly, I'm of the opinion, and I'll tell you right now, that New Age is very similar to Eastern religion. When we get to that topic, I will define both. You'll clearly see this idea that you can be gods is prevalent everywhere. And let me just throw out a hook for you. One of the most famous persons that convey this stuff is Oprah Winfrey. You need to come to these sermons, folks. Our kids are picking up stuff that we're not even aware is happening. And if a perfect being called Eve could go in the garden and by a mistake separate and by a mistake start talking to and end up sinning, then who are we in our condition to be able to withbear these incredible, insidious, very deceptive isms and philosophies and thinkings that are being planted in the Christian minds and churches around the world today? Number four, knowing good and evil. paganism. Wait till I show you how there are pagan signs and symbols throughout Christianity. Number five, the tree was good for food. Now, you all can get that one. I put a ringer in here. Appetite, right? We got to talk about appetite. Number six, pleasant to the eyes. In the garden was planted the media. We're going to look at the effect of media upon us all. TV, computers, videos, video games, iPods, the whole works. You probably heard it, but we're going to repeat it because Satan planted it in the garden from the very beginning. It looked good to the eyes. Desire to make one wise. This will surprise you. Jesuitism. Yes, Jesuit, the Society of Jesus. We're going to talk about the Jesuits. I was shocked in my pursuit of this topic, and I hope that you will be informed as I share with you the shocking things that I've discovered. Gave also unto his husband. I didn't know what to call this, folks, so I called it evangelism. But here's the truth. Eve was deceived, and the first person she took out with her was her husband. Influence. This is not an innocuous thing. This is very serious and deadly. And finally, questioning God's word. The emerging church. Do you know about the emerging church? That's my sermon next week. I'm starting with the emerging church. And when I share with you what that movement that's going on right now in Christianity is, you will see why there's great cause for concern. And while there may be great, intelligent, educated people like our Supreme Court justices, we cannot rely on man. We can only rely on God or the Bible. That's it. And we are going to go down one of these paths or a number of these paths unless we stay with the Bible. You're going to be surprised when you see what's happening, even in other Christian churches. The prevailing spirit of our time is one of infidelity and apostasy. Human theories are exalted and placed where God and His law should be. Satan tempts with the promise that in disobedience they will find liberty and freedom that will make them as God. There is seen a spirit of opposition to the plain word of God, of human wisdom above divine revelation. Men have allowed their minds to become so darkened and confused by conformity to the world's customs and influences that they seem to have lost all power to discriminate between light and darkness, truth and error. They hold the opinion of a few philosophers to be more trustworthy than the truths of the Bible. A faith such as actuated Paul, Peter, and John, they regard as old-fashioned, mystical, and unworthy of the intelligence of modern thinker. One paragraph, Prophets and Kings, page 178. Folks, this is what's happening right now. And I invite you to be faithful, to attend this series faithfully every Sabbath as we move through the battle for your soul. Father, I want to thank You that You have chosen to enlighten us, because in our prayer times and meetings and in our hearts of our believers here in this church, we believe the Bible to be the only source of credible information, fact, and salvation. And because of that, You are gifting us with wisdom beyond many of our Christian brothers and sisters, not only in our own church organization, but in other church organizations. And our desire is to understand better so we can be more faithful and to help others who are sincerely looking outside of our fellowship. So, Father, would You touch the hearts and minds of each person here? Would You take any one of these concepts or principles and attach them to the hearts and minds of each person, that they will clearly hear You speaking on the very points that we all need individually to hear? So, Father, enlighten us, and please let us not go for the plantings of the garden that were put after creation ended by Satan himself, who makes light dark and right wrong. Help us to protect our children, Lord, and to be faithful to You throughout. And thank You for hearing this prayer, because we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. This is a digital recording for optimum sound quality. International copyright, all rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministry.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage you. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He is coming soon.